This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الشريعة بعد الشريعة. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, last week we started a discussion on the rights and responsibilities and the importance of the Islamic Brotherhood. We spoke about إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. Verily all Muslims are brothers unto one another. We spoke about the importance of this brotherhood, that it is not based on ethnicity, it is based on the kalima la ilaha illallah. We also said it is not only based on iman, it is part of iman. You would recall that we recited the hadith which appears in Abu Dawood, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. You cannot enter into Jannah until you have iman. Aap Jannat mein dakhil nahi ho sakte jab tak aapke andar iman na ho. And you don't have iman until you have love for one another. Jab tak aap logon ke saath muhabbat nahi karoge, aapka iman mukammal nahi. Until you don't have love for one another, your iman is not complete. So not is it not only based on iman, it is part of iman. Then we spoke on various aspects with regard to the Islamic Brotherhood. Today we would like to continue giving other aspects on the rights that we owe to our fellow Muslim brothers. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the ayat which I have recited in Surah Hujurat, says, فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. The word here used is lams. Lams means to stab someone. To pierce someone means lams. And here it is meant in the form of do not search out the faults of another Muslim. Do not search out the faults of another Muslim, which unfortunately today has become a very good pastime amongst us. Do not search out the faults. And look at the beauty of the Holy Quran. The Quran says, don't search out the faults of your own self. No one searches out his own faults. But what it means is that by searching out the faults of others, of your Muslim brother, it is like searching out your own faults. Or what benefit, what pleasure do you get in taking out your own faults? Now that doesn't mean, it doesn't in any way mean that we are not supposed to correct what people are doing wrong. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is a mirror for another believer. The way you see your faults and your physical defects in the mirror, you are supposed to show other people their faults. Jis tarah se aap jane ho, you see in a mirror, you see your faults. In a similar manner, but the one beautiful aspect in this explanation is that the mirror shows you your physical defects. The mirror doesn't go and broadcast your defects to other people. Ever saw your mirror, after seeing a mole on your chest, going to tell the whole world after you have covered the mole with your kurta, do you know this person got a mole on his chest? Doesn't do that. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mu'min is a mirror to another mu'min, it very beautifully tells him in a loving manner with regard to rectifying his ways without going to broadcasting in front of other people. Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that to advise your brother in private is to do him good. And to advise him and to disgrace him in public is against the etiquettes of giving da'wah or to showing people. So one aspect is when we see someone, we rectify it in a proper way. And we don't go and broadcast, or we don't go out in search of people's faults. And also one very important thing is, you must let your own faults. Ali radiallahu anhu told his children, oh my children, let your own faults prevent you from searching out the faults of others. And the Arabic poet, the Urdu poet had said, Pari jo apne aibo par nazar to jahan mein koi bura na raha. When you started looking at your own faults, then no one else was bad. Sometimes, and there's an Arabic saying, وَفِيكَ أُيُوب وَلِلنَّاسِ أَعْيُن. We also have got faults and people have got eyes. So when you start looking out at the faults of others, then you also got faults, people also got eyes, they also take out your faults. The problem today we have is, we see a twig. We see a twig in the eyes of our brother, the next brother, but we can't see a whole log in our own eyes. A small twig we'll see it, but our whole big thing, you won't be able to see that. So this is something that we've got to keep in mind, that our own faults must prevent us from the seeking out the faults of others. Another very important point in this particular regard is that when you search out the faults of others, it shows out your temperament more than the faults of the person whom you are seeking out. Just keep this. Let me give you an example. Qazi Mujahidul Islam, Rahmatullah Ali, one day gave a talk and he made mention of this. He said, see, in the earth there is good and bad that comes out. The earth, there is good and bad that comes out. You have beautiful fruit coming out and you also have dirt coming out. Now it depends on your temperament, what you go and search out amongst your full fruit. If you are good in nature, you will get wholesome fruit. You will get good fruit and vegetables. The swine, despite the fact that there is fruit and vegetables which are wholesome, doesn't search for that. You go and search out for the filth. So it's no fault of the earth, because the earth throws up good and bad. It throws up good and bad. In a similar manner, human beings have got good and bad. It depends on you what you go and search out. If you are good in nature, you will go and search out the good in people. And if you are otherwise, then you are going to search out other things in people. The way someone had said very beautifully, a loving person lives in a loving world. A hostile person lives in a hostile world. And everyone sees himself in the mirror. So if you are a loving person, you will go and see that in your mirror. You will go and see the loving aspect of people. And if you are hostile, and if you are aggressive, and you are an enemy of your own self, then you only go and see the same thing. So the mirror depicts your own situation. So that is, so when you seek out the faults of other people, in reality, it takes out your own temperament. Then, just look at this. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali in Ihya Ulum has written extensively on the rights and responsibility of Muslim Brotherhood. And he quotes the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What a beautiful statement. He said that a munafiq searches out for the faults of the believers, and a mu'min searches out for excuses in the amal of the believers. Let me repeat that. He said, mu'min, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala in Ihya Ulum has made mention of this, that mu'min logon ke amal mein bahana talash karta hai ki shayad unhone ye kiya lekin uska koi wajah hoga, aur munafiq logon ke amal mein wo jo nuks talash karta hai. A believer searches out for excuses in the behavior of the Muslim, whereas a munafiq searches out for faults of the Muslims. Brothers, this is such an important ayah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la tattabi'u awrat akhihi al-muslim. Don't go and search out the faults of your Muslim brother. Because whoever goes out and search of his faults of his Muslim brother, Allah will go and search out for his faults. And when Allah Ta'ala searches out for your faults, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will disgrace you, even if you remain in the confines of your own home. So one of the aspects that we've got to keep in mind is that don't go out in search of your own Muslim brother's faults. Following from there is, after searching out, don't go and disclose the faults of your Muslim brother. Although it is related, but it is a separate right that you owe to your Muslim brother. In Hizbul Azam, which is the dua kitab of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pious person, there is one dua that is very amazing. Where the pious, amongst the duas that they used to make was, oh Allah, I seek refuge from such a friend. I seek refuge from such a friend. Aise dost ka main jara pana mangta hu Allah. In ra'a hasanatan dafanaha wa in ra'a sayyatan afshaha. Agar mere balaa agar unko nazar aaye to kisi ko na bataye, aur mera agar koi buraa agar unko nazar aaye to sabko ja kar bataye. If he sees any good in me, he covers it, he doesn't tell anyone. And if he sees any faults in mine, he goes and tell everyone else. So this is an aspect where the pious used to make dua for protection. Oh Allah, don't give me such a friend. When he sees good in me, he buries it. And he sees bad, he goes and tell everyone else. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of a very amazing thing on the authority of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Hazrat Imam Ghazali was a ajeeb aadmi tha. He was koi mamooli aadmi nahi tha, Imam Ghazali. He has written this, and I will read the Urdu and I will translate to you. He said, Abu al-Fattuh Ghazali, the brother of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, unhone apne bhai ki wafat ka waqia ye nakal kiya hai. He spoke about the death of Imam Ghazali. He said, Fajr ke namaz ke baad, after Fajr, unhone apna kafan utaya. He took his kafan. Aur usse aankhon par rakh kar farmaya. He took his kafan upon his eyes. And he said, Bacha ki khidmat mein hazri ke liye sar taslim kham hai. I am ready to go in the presence of my master. Uske baad lete, he went to go and rest. Aur tulu'e fajr ke baad unka jaan nikal gaya. And after Fajr, he passed away. This was the death of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. No ordinary person. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, one day Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked his disciples, he said, if your brother is sleeping, and he's sleeping in the open, and after he's sleeping in the open, there's a wind that comes and uncovers his clothes. He might be wearing a lungi, whatever. So he uncovered his clothes, and his private parts became exposed. The wind uncovered his private parts. So Imam Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked his disciples, what will you do? He said, you will cover his private parts. So Isa alayhi salam says, no, you don't cover his private parts. You leave it open. So his disciples said, Isa alayhi salam, what do you mean? He said, I mean that in this situation, when you see your brother with the wind has uncovered his private parts, you will cover it. You won't leave it open or you won't keep it open. So he said, why don't you use the same example that when you see the faults of your Muslim brother, why do you go and tell other people? The same example it is like when your brother's private parts becomes exposed, you don't cover it, you leave it open. That's the example of going to go and speak about the faults of your Muslim brother in front of other situations. Then another aspect is forgive the faults of your Muslim brother. Ibrahim An-Nakhi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, has made mention, he said, don't cut off ties with your Muslim brother when he commits a sin. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of this. Don't cut off ties with your Muslim brothers when he commits a sin, because perhaps the next day he will repent. Don't cut off. Doesn't mean you justify the wrong that he has done, but you don't cut off ties with your Muslim brother when he commits a sin. You go and explain to him, because next day he might repent. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has also made mention of this incident, and Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of this incident. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to know about a person whom he knew who had taken to alcohol. So Umar radiyallahu ta'ala wrote him a letter, and in this letter Imam Ghazali has added to it that this particular person was in Syria. So Hazrat Umar wrote him a letter from Medina, told him to Syria. Ma'arif al-Quran hasn't made mention of this. But Ihya ul-Ulum said he was in Syria, so Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu wrote him a letter. And in there he wrote him the beginning ayats of Surah Ghafir. Hamim tanzeelul kitabi min Allahi al-Aziz al-Alim. Ghafiri dhambi. Wa qabili tawbi shadidi liqabi dittaw. La ilaha illa huwa il. He told the person taking the letter, give it to him when he's sober, when he's not drunk. And tell me back what is his response. The person went, when he was sober, gave him the letter. He read the letter and he started crying. And he said, Mera Allah, kaisa ajeeb hai? How great is my Allah? On one hand, he is saying, ghafir idham, he forgives sins. And yet he is telling me, vittol, he's got authority over you. Aapke upar unka pura kabza hai. Lekin kabza hone ke bawajood, wo raham karne wala hai. Although he has kabza over you, he is raham. He started crying and he said, and he made repent. So when the person came back to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, this is the way you rectify the faults of your Muslim brother. Don't help shaitan over him. Don't help shaitan. Now a person does wrong. You go and even further go and criticize him. What does that? What happens, brothers? He said, bhai, ye toh aise ye chalo karte roho, kya kare? Brothers, just this incident, I don't think we give enough emphasis upon. A person came to the Nabi of Allah and said, allow me to commit zina. Brothers, I want you to listen to this. There is no person in the history of humanity which was more pure than the Nabi of Allah. And to such a person come and said, allow me to commit zina. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Utnu minka, come close to me, come close to me. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Come close to me. And after he came close, he said, will you commit zina with your, do you want someone to commit zina with your mother, your sister? And he said, no. He said, whoever you're going to commit zina is also in the same way. Now that is, it is a saying with regard to the aspect. I'm just making mention of this. When he came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't throw him away. He said, oh no, come close to me. Come close to me. This is the way with regard to how we are supposed. Brothers, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi writes on the rights and responsibility of Muslim brotherhood, be good to everyone. He said, be good to everyone, whether they are worthy or not worthy. Chahe wo mustahik ho ya na ho, sab ke saath bhalai karte raho. Make be good to everyone. Then he says, agar wo mustahik ho to alhamdulillah, if he is worthy, alhamdulillah, you have given goodness to a person who is worthy. But let's look at what he says. Agar wo mustahik na ho to aap to mustahik ho. If you are not worthy, if he is not worthy or that person is not worthy of good, you are worthy of dispensing of good. You are worthy of dispensing of good. So be good to everyone. Then, brothers, I would conclude with this. If I get a chance, I might just add on a few other responsibilities in the coming Jummah. You see, we have this, I don't know where do we have this type of mindset that has come in within the Ummah, that by muttaqi hone ke liye, jo hai na, aap kisi ke saath baat na kare, bas aap serious rahe, kisi ke saath zyada mel jol na kare. We have the situation that part of being in taqwa is you must stay away from people, don't talk to people, have a serious demeanor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, La khayra liman la ya'alaf wa la yu'alaf. There is no good in a person when he is not friendly to people and people are not friendly to him. There is no good in a person. Usme koi khair nahi. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has made mention of the incident and the saying of him, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'anu. He said, Ali radiallahu ta'anu says, the inmates of Jahannam will say, the inmates of Jahannam will say, we had no friends. The inmates of Jahannam will say, one of the reasons why we are here, we had no good friends. Because of that, we have no intercessor, we had no friends. So there is no good in a person when he's not friendly with people, people are not friendly with him. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi had said, this most beautiful aspect when he said, when there is something that gives you pleasure, and you do not become happy, then you are a devil. If there is something that is supposed to give you, say, let me just read the first portion of the saying. He said, if there is something that arouses your anger and you don't get angry, he says that you are misled. And there is something that is supposed to give you pleasure and you don't get pleasure, he says you are a devil. So this situation where people feel that because I'm taqwa, I mustn't speak to people, I must stay aloof from people, that is not part of what our Sharia has taught us. So these are some of the aspects of the right and responsibilities of brotherhood. Another one I will just conclude very quickly with. Our ulama, Imam Ghazali Ahmad said, make dua for your brother. The dua for your brother in his absence is very quickly accepted by Allah. Ghaib ke dua, Allah Ta'ala bahut jaldi kabul kar leta hai. When you make dua for your brother who is in your absence, Allah Ta'ala accepts it very quickly. And then another aspect he said, make dua for a person who has passed on. Your brother who has passed on, make dua for him. That is so beautiful. He say a person who is after he has passed on, he is like a drowning person searching for something to clutch onto to be able to save himself. He say a person who has died, he is as anxious for your dua the way a dying person is anxious for something to cling upon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding the rights and responsibilities of our Muslim brotherhood and making amal upon it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.